Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's my birthday today. Thank you for asking. Billy Crystal was absolutely phenomenal. And I have lots to tell. I'll be out early. Leave word. I will call you all back. Lots to tell. Happy birthday to me.
Hey, Rip.
Rip, it's Don and Mike.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rip.
Bye-bye. Rippy Dippy.
You might not recognize it if you don't drop the name Bobby.
It's Rip Taylor's birthday.
How old is he?
He is
timeless.
Did Billy Crystal do something for his birthday?
Yeah, a little Rippy Dippy.
He's 72.
Yes. That's it?
He made a reference to Billy Crystal. I'm not sure whether he was speaking of Billy Crystal doing something personally or he was a fan of that tour de force known as 700 Sundays. The Billy Crystal one-man show.
See, we wanted to call to tell Rip Taylor a happy birthday, and he knew it. He said on his very own message, happy birthday to himself.
Happy birthday to me.
So,
it's Friday the 13th.
Now we can really start the show.
Now this call is always a fun one.
Not his birthday.
Weekend's here! Have a can of beer!
Listen to that. Listen to that extra enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Friday.
I like this.
We just here. Have a can of beer.
Joe, you will want to thank Rick Heyman, from Lutherville, Maryland.
Yeah, shout out to Rick.
Oh, you didn't do that yourself, Joe?
No, this guy's been emailing it to me, but I didn't want to open it at home, and so finally somebody opened it up here.
Right. Joe.
There you go. All right.
I like that.
All right, well, we'll do it one time without you. Goodbye, Joe.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
It's Friday the 13th.
Joe. Joe.
It's Friday the 13th. Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
Hello!
Right.
Hello!
Yes, of course.
Hello.
Jim Morrison.
Okay. Hi, Donnelly.
We appreciate it.
With his pants pulled all the way down.
50 good. 50 good.
That's Jim Morrison at the Doors. It touched me. And Jerry, what's Jim Morrison doing right now?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Hello.
Hello. Now we open the door.
God, you're ugly.
Hi. It's me, Super Jew.
How's your polyp?
God, you're ugly.
Hi. It's me, Super Jew.
I'm no uglier now than I've ever been.
No, but your polyps are uglier than ever.
They're horrible. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shrimp.
And in case you're wondering, yes. Anal.
Anal polyps.
Yeah, but 3 times 3. B9. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shrimp, and all the ships at sea. They go together like chocolate and French pie. Dr.
Ottawa
and Mike O'Mara.
What are you talking about?
That's a tribute to Kevin.
Polyp breath? Yeah, Rob's got a lot of health issues right now.
I'm falling apart.
He didn't hear that, you know. Had a word with Kevin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So immediately, I like when I put myself on the hot seat. What an idiot I am.
Well, this is it, everybody. I mean, this is the show. It started. Got a mic show, and it's a new episode, everybody. On this Friday.
Friday!
It's Friday the 13th.
All right. Thank you, Spooky Seekers. 011306.
Son of Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, Buzz. Hi, everybody. And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. You already have any reaction to Robert Mailman's food?
I'm not really sure. It could be lunch.
You're listening on Free FM in D.C. Call 202-432-1067. And if you're listening to us on the Internet and anywhere where you can't, use an 877 number. Please call the show at 800-636-1067. The official website of the show is donandmikewebsite.com. That's where our beautiful Internet stream is. There you go. Let it wash all over you. Go to donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and you're going to get this. And you know what? Today, today only, it's drinkable.
Today
normally
only.
It's not.
You put it through the filter?
No, I didn't really mind.
You're lying.
Well, but I'll tell you this. Our stream is stronger than dirt. Yep. And you can email us anytime at the show as well. Just send a note electronically to donandmikewebsite.com.
Send us a note. We would appreciate it greatly.
I have a note for you.
A note. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know where to begin today.
Where do you begin?
But because we're jam-packed.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to JB from Fox in the first break.
We are impacted today.
I do want to introduce you to Jimmy Pimples, the new boy that works
Kevin.
At the station. I'm sorry. Kevin Pimples.
Kevin Pimples.
Line young man.
Kev Pimples. I just wrote that down.
Yeah, I asked him if he heard the show yesterday. He said he was sleeping. That's his nap time.
Anyway, seems to me that Jimmy Pimples is a better stage name than Kevin Pimples.
Then let's call him. Then you know what? Then keep it that way. Why don't you make it? Can we make it that way?
Sure.
Jimmy Pimples.
I mean, it's our show. He's our new intern. We can do what we want with him.
That's a good idea.
Since we talked about Michael Hughes, the de facto general manager here,
right.
And the fact that all of these decisions are made at a corporate level and he has nothing to do with it, that he's resorted to drinking warm wine.
That's right. Delicious warm wine. Red or white, doesn't matter.
You would be amazed at the amount of information we've received via our website about cooking with warm wine.
Let's mull it over.
And not only cooking, but actually drinking warm wine. There are people who do put it in a saucepan.
Mm-hmm. Really? And warm it up?
With spices, and it's called mulling the wine.
Yeah. Oh, mulled wine.
We have information on that. Right. And we also have the warm wine enema recipe.
Oh, hello.
Now, there's something that might be of value.
Well, that would also give you a buzz, wouldn't it, Buzz?
I think it might.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be worthwhile.
Because it would get into the bloodstream if you took it that way.
So much better than coffee.
And, coffee just makes you jittery.
There's obviously some stuff that I can't read on this list about the warm wine enema.
Right.
But there's a lot that we can read, and hopefully the general manager is listening today, and he'll get some tips to have a nice, relaxing three-day weekend.
That's fantastic, and what a better way to do it than starting the weekend with a nice warm wine enema.
I asked him about it. He said it wasn't his bag.
And I know that on Monday, we have the day off, and it's a nationwide holiday.
Yes, it is.
And for some reason, it has struck me that when we have holidays for famous, noteworthy people in our culture.
Yes.
When the person is someone that I've heard of in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
I find it somehow cheapens the legacy of the person when I hear, for instance, Dr. King mattress sale.
Yes.
Our lowest prices in the last five King holidays.
I just heard that. I've never heard of that before, and I totally agree with you.
Now, here's
it
the
sounds
thing.
Somehow wrong.
Here's the thing. You could hear Washington birthday sale. You know.
Right.
Half off, designer, whatever.
Lincoln's birthday
sale. We do
sale.
All the time.
No big deal.
Right.
Now, you don't hear, like, on Kennedy's birthday, it's not a national holiday.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if we would have the same thing, if it was, the John F. Kennedy sale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, with everything that Martin Luther King stood for,
mm-hmm. I don't think
that a low price on a mattress was real high on the list of priorities.
You forget, he had a dream.
in order to have a dream, you need a mattress.
And the real question is, what's...
Buzz is quite the copywriter. He even writes copy when he's just doing this show.
The question is, what store will be bold enough to have the Dr. Martin Luther King white sale?
Yes, that's see there. Now you've got some real controversy.
You
there.
Won't see that.
Okay, well, you see the mattress stuff.
Yeah, well,
I
makes
agree.
Sense.
That sounds odd. I mean, I'd almost think a holiday sale, but it's almost like it's, you know, yes, he's passed, and yes, it's great that there's a national day of remembrance for Dr. King, but the fact is, it's almost too soon to start attaching the holiday sales to it.
Agreed. Listen, while we get JB on the phone here, and we're going to talk to James Brown from Fox just for a second because it's a busy weekend with all the football all over the TV all weekend, just a note from me, not only to the people of my Great McMansion neighborhood, but everywhere in the metro area and throughout America where this is happening. It is now January 13th.
Yes.
Take down your goddamn frigging Christmas lights. Take them down. I don't want to see the icicles. I don't. What, do you still have yours up, Mike? Yes, you do. Take them down.
The 13th.
Hold on.
I don't use them.
Do you turn them on?
Oh, no.
Ah. Well, then I'll let you slide for a while.
No.
But I'm talking right now to all the D-bags out there.
What about candles in the windows?
Like what does that symbolize?
I said, what about candles in the window? What are you fighting with me when I'm not even fighting with you?
I'm not, Mike, I'm using you as an example for everybody.
Well, I see.
You don't have candles in your window year-round.
Mm-hmm.
You have candles in your window
I still have my Christmas tree up.
Okay, well, that's a separate issue. That's for you to work out with your therapist. I think...
Well, no, all of this is tardiness. All of this is...
All of this is
tardiness.
You said
and,
tard. Listen, yeah,
I just couldn't make it on time.
I just think, really, take down the lights.
Do you have people in your neighborhood that are, running them?
Yes!
Oh, I don't do that.
Yes, I said.
I just have like the garland up, you know, like the garland you saw around the posts in my house.
No, last night I saw Santa and his reindeer going over someone's roof, and they got Merry Christmas, and they got, and, you know.
I'm not using any electricity, Don.
There are some people who think that those icicles are now a year-round thing that it's okay to have on their house.
It's not.
They're not. So stop it. Hey, JB?
Fellas.
Hey, here he is.
There
everybody.
He is.
Right on from Fox NFL Sunday.
You the man, JB.
Hey, thank you and Don so very much for being patient yesterday. It was a nightmare at Dulles.
Well, I understand that they did a body cavity search on JB yesterday.
Hey, well, let me see if I can approach this one delicately. I'm the only brother in America without an apple derriere, so it was a quick search.
Well, no problem, JB. We love having you on the show. We're glad that we could get you on today because it's a day closer to the games. And this is where your year starts to wind down. You guys got this weekend, next weekend, and then that's it for you guys.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Okay.
I will be up in Detroit to do my radio show, and I'm very blessed to be getting an award up there in Detroit, the Pat Summerall Legacy Award. So I'll be there on
the
live.
That's great. Congratulations.
You know what? That's I'm really very humbled, given that's the first award that's being given out. And,
you know what that is?
I'm excited about it.
You know what that is, the Pat Summerall Award?
What is it?
It's a liver. Oh, stop it.
Which, by the way, he has plenty of reasons to be thankful for.
Yes.
And one of the all-time greats and a very honest and candid guy, so I'm very happy.
Now, Jay,
to catch up with you guys. You guys doing well?
We're doing great.
And you guys haven't spit in each other's face a la Sean Taylor.
No. We were almost getting into it about Christmas decorations right before you came on the show, but nobody's done any spitting yet.
Listen,
baby.
We had great holidays. Hope you did. Hope your family's well. Hope everybody's well. Here's the thing. Watch you, of course, as always, throughout the entire holiday break. I'm your biggest supporter, your biggest fan, but I must tell you.
Please.
That old demon has creeped back in.
What is the demon? Did I use the Indeed demon?
Yeah, the I word. I mean, man.
Which means that the Don and Mike show continues to get publicity on the NFL Sunday show. Every time it happens, I've got a picture of both of you right in the, not the back of my mind, the forefront of my mind, and I'm sure the producer's coming out like, well, how many times are you going to give these guys plugs, you know?
No.
I mean, we know what you're referencing when you say, oh, gosh, the guy's going to be on me. We know who you're talking about. Well, hey, not, they're helping me.
I'm not looking for the publicity, and God knows we love having you say our names on your show.
That's for sure.
It's just, here's where I notice it. Last week, the game ended early. Your game ended early, and you had, like, some time to fill.
Like 40 minutes.
Yeah, and it was even before the CBS show came on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys were going through the, like, talking to the players on the field and everything, and they came back once to you, and I do have a T-vote at home. I will not embarrass you with it.
Right.
But, JB, it was in one simple break. Here's the setup. Pam Oliver, you throw it to Pam Oliver,
right,
and she's done a tape thing with Tiki Barber.
Yep.
You come back to the studio,
yep,
and before you throw it to the other guys, it was the dreaded
I word.
Triple indeed.
Triple indeed.
No, and hold on, please. Now, it went as follows. Pam, great work as always. Indeed. Tiki Barber, a record-setting year. Indeed. No need for him to be upset about anything. Let's go to the blonde bomber, Terry. Indeed, you foresaw this today. Now, that is a transcript. Now, I understand that it was after the game.
Sure.
And that you guys had
extra time.
You had time to fill. But, JB,
have I told you it's so nice of you to join us on the show?
You are.
Hey, Mike, but let me say this. Hey, Mike, how do you think the conversation would go if I had my performance review coming up with Don after the boss, Don, has made me aware, JB, everything else is fine. Can you just vary up the lexicon just a bit and judiciously sprinkle indeed through there? And we also know that it takes, what, 22 days to change a habit and replace it with a good habit. So I'll probably have my 21st day. And how nice it is to get on a show of marquee value like yours and have a national critique my efforts, and I love it because you guys are working me. This 22nd day is going to come soon.
JB, it's just you mean so much to a generation.
That's great.
You're Harvard educated, for God's sake. You're sitting up there with three rubes.
So the bottom line, Don, is get it done, JB.
Okay. So, and I want to ask you, speaking of the rubes.
Okay.
And that, of course, is said affectionately. I'm reading here today a quote in some paper with Terry Bradshaw.
Okay.
Where he says, what does it say? Like a player dreaming of a breakout season, Terry Bradshaw has goals. And then the quote is, I make no bones about it. I would love to call games. I'd love to end my career doing the Super Bowl. Then Terry Bradshaw adds he loves his studio job, sort of. Here's his quote. I'm in prison. I believe I could call games as well as anybody who's ever done it, but it ain't gonna happen.
Now, that's interesting, JB, because you think of the studio as kind of the, you know, a cut above if you're out on the road and you're doing the individual games.
Yeah, right.
Has Terry ever expressed that to you? It sounds like he's got a little bit reversed.
No, yes, indeed. He fully admires.
Hold on. You said yes, indeed.
Hey, I'm not one on your show.
Hey,
come on.
Right, does Terry really? Does
it
Terry
won't,
really?
It won't happen again. As a matter of fact, before I say indeed, I'll say incisively. Hey, Terry has expressed that. He knows that the studio show is a cut above, but he truly misses doing play-by-play. When he was at CBS, he was on the number two team behind John Madden and Company and, of course, Pat Summerall. But, yeah, he'd love to do that. As a matter of fact, in the early years here at Fox, there was some talk that we, the studio crew, would go out on a Saturday broadcast when we only had one game to do and actually do play-by-play and color and analysis work. We were fired up about it, and I don't know what happened. I know there was an experiment that our boss, David Hill, did by sending Jerry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson out to do a game with no play-by-play guy, and it was a resounding failure, so we didn't get to do that again. But I would love, hey fellas, I would like to go back out in the field a couple times to do some play-by-play with them. A mixture would be the best because we get a chance to see the guys and coaches, keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on, being current as opposed to being removed. But it is by no means being in prison. It's wonderful. We're all blessed to be doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
But Terry would love to get out there and do that.
I'd like to see you guys do that. I'd actually like to see that. I think that would be interesting, you know, game coverage. I think that'd be great.
We'd love to do it. As a matter of fact, I even brought it up to the guys, to the president and the CEO, probably it was some point this season, just asking if we could get out there just to do one game. Howie Long just begged, fine, I'll do it. I'm just not going to go down and do sidelines work. Say, Howie, but you fit the bill. You're a pretty face. You could do that.
If I could ask you one more thing about the studio show, and then I'd love to talk to you about the games. Jillian Barbary. Here's my concern with Jillian Barbary. I think the chick is suffering from acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's had time. I mean, there's no doubt. Listen, you got the show formatted perfectly. You come on with the football stuff, then you have our friend Frank, who has killer bits, and then you go to Jillian Barbary, who has killer bits as well. but there are occasions when, and I've been accused of this myself, when she sounds like she's perhaps been out all night.
Sounds a little rough, and we've all sounded like that on this show. And I remember there was one time when I had a bit of laryngitis, and it was tough. And I really thought it was because I had been out, you know, late, or because maybe I'd been in a smoky bar or something like that. But then I went and I saw an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and the ear, nose, and throat doctor, to my surprise, said it's acid reflux. You actually get this when you're sleeping at night. If you've got, she said, you have acid indigestion. And Jillian Barbary's had, she's had a little voice trouble this season, hasn't she?
Hey, it was Dr. Jeffrey Hausfeld, your ENT guy?
No, I think my person's Patty Lee.
Well, because the diagnosis was the same. I suffered through that at one point, and that was a doctor who had helped me with it. And then I went to see a doctor, Asifa McConnon, to deal with this sleep apnea. I've encouraged Jillian to do that. She did do it. She does need to take some time because that voice is really being graded. It's being irritated extensively. So, and then coming off of the New Year's Eve deal with Regis Philbin.
Oh, screaming her head off, yeah.
Any better. I mean, she's really struggling with that. So hopefully at the end of the football season, she'll get an opportunity to rest the voice. You know, Jillian is truly a very multi-talented young lady, and I would hope that we could see her in some different lights, if you will. She is a very sharp young lady, and I think she's working the buns off for sure.
I like the light that you put her on every...
You know what? Look, Don is just so quick with that. I knew the moment I said it, I had to use JB. You teed him up.
She looks
like TB.
And I think it's the stereotype because we hear Jillian sound like that. And there was one particular pregame this year where she really had a bad. And of course, I think all guys immediately think she's been partying all night long, you know. But I know that's not the truth.
And not the case. And she will be the first to tell you, although I don't know this for a fact, being happily married. Thank you very much. Got to get that in there. Jillian will tell you that her social life is absolutely the pit, and she's looking for someone very nice so that she can have a meaningful relationship. And you would think out here in Hollywood, then again, it could be the shallowest of places for all I know, she's not found a meaningful relationship. So if you guys have any suggestions, Jillian will take them.
Mike O'Mara.
What are you doing?
Well,
I got a girlfriend.
I know you do, but, you know.
We did it with Terry Bradshaw when you guys got him on the air, and we got to do that again, by the way. Let's have Jillian on with me one time, and we'll do that. So I'll mention that to her tomorrow to see if we
please
can
do. Please mention that to her, because I think she's got two great things going for her.
I will ask you, you're not ready to date yet, right?
She's talented.
You're not ready to do any dating yet.
No, I'm not ready yet, Mike.
All right. Yeah, fully understood, Phil.
I'm not ready.
You don't want a vacation at the Barbary Coast?
No, but I'll tell you this. And, JB, I hope you take this to her in the nicest possible way. I'm not ready to date, and you can understand why.
Absolutely.
Now, however, I'll tell you this, that it's been 7 months since Frida passed away, and, you know, Daddy has needs. You know what I'm saying? And the truth is, JB, when you were with I was blessed enough to be married to Frida for almost 25 years.
Yep.
And I don't want to have an emotional tie.
You're not. I know. I think I can translate that, JB, for my partner right here. Might be having a little
Mike,
trouble.
I'm
with
loving
this.
The way he is delicate.
Let me.
Hey, and it's only because he's doing it for me.
JB,
I so appreciate it because many times Terry and Howie will look at me and they'll think that I've got a bad thought. I'm saying no, and Howie will say, JB, the thought's worse than the act.
Yes,
and
yes.
Terry Bradshaw will say, JB, let's pray. So with Don, we'll say, let's pray.
Let me tell you, when Don is ready, I believe that Jillian would be probably with her schedule and as busy as she is. She might be looking for the exact same thing, which is, and I can put this the proper way, not a cumbersome, emotionally involved, phone call laden, constant communicating relationship, just brief encounters of a heated, passionate nature. Every how often would you require that?
I could take the red eye out, you know,
twice a week.
You know,
once a week. Well, twice a week would be, you know, two times on the weekend.
You could put the good word in for me, and JB, I know that you. I don't want to bring it down, but I bring the conversation down to a guttural level.
Right.
But I know that there are some people, single people, who have what they call F buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just they meet and they just
a series of meaningful aerobic moments.
That sounds like he means fun buddies. I hear you loud.
No fun buddies.
Anyway, it sounds to me like I need to convene a summit, and the threesome would be Don, Jillian, and Terry.
Wow.
And we will sit down and we will have a conversation and we will flesh all of it out.
I'll tell you this, the
respective persuasions. We will have the bishop, pastor, and the rabbi there, and we'll explore these deep substantive issues so that you guys could link up in a very meaningful, significant fashion
and, JB,
and meet the emotional needs as well.
I am a man who's open to almost anything. Yes, I would go to Brokeback Mountain with Terry Bradshaw.
Are you kidding?
Wow. On one side, the beautiful Jillian Barbary. On the other side, a four-time winning Super Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback.
I'm losing weight just thinking about it.
Me in the middle of that Dagwood sandwich.
Well, that's scary.
All right.
Make it happen to get you three on the Jay Leno show. That would be awesome.
Oh, my God.
All right, JB, the games. Here we go. All important. The games. God damn the games. Great games this weekend. This is what it's about. What are your thoughts on, I know that you're a big Redskins homer. What do you think about the first game tomorrow, the early game, Redskins, Seahawks?
I've said this a number of times. I'm a little surprised about the, and I don't know whether it's changed because I don't really follow that, about the 9-point underdog bit. I understand that the Redskins won the first one by a field goal at home. And people are saying, yeah, they're playing Seattle at home where Seattle is undefeated. Seattle certainly is accustomed to that field. Sean Alexander, no one plays better as a rusher on his home turf than Sean Alexander in the NFL, a.k.a. the MVP. However, I don't think that the Redskins' offense will be as anemic as it was against Tampa, considering that Tampa is an awfully stout defense. If the run game is there and Washington just has a modicum of offense there, I still like Washington's chances. I understand that the underdog big. I still like Washington's chances, and it's not being disrespectful to Seattle. In the back of Seattle's mind, collectively, is can we get it done? The pressure is to win that one game. If Washington can get the lead and play as physically as I know that they can to make them think about it, they will cause that doubt to become greater in their minds, and that's coming from a homer, hoping that that's the way it turns out for sure. And Sean Alexander's a friend of mine, but that's the way I see it.
You know, this is kind of a jive football question, but I am really curious about that. Does history tell us that the layoff, the team that doesn't play the week before, the team that has that break, has that week off, does that affect them in any serious way?
Has a distinct advantage of all the teams, and fellas, I forget the numbers, and I have to be on top of this before tomorrow, but say the numbers somewhere around the teams that have gotten to the Super Bowl. Over three quarters of them have been teams that have had that first round bye. It is a distinct advantage.
It's an advantage.
Without a doubt. And Washington will have to work it. Look, it's all good radio and TV talk to talk about, well, will they be a little tired? Will they have to get their rhythm back from
Cattle
being off? Please, you get healed. It makes it that much easier for you. Without a doubt.
All right. The other games. Here we go. Who do you like in Denver? Versus
Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
Denver versus the Patriots. Wow, you know what? a lot of my football guys are saying it's Denver. They're undefeated at home as well, too. They won three out of the last four meetings. But you know what? I cannot vote against the New England Patriots. They've been there. They're still the champs, and until they're knocked off, I'm going to go with New England.
All right, what about the early game Sunday? It's the Colts and the Steelers.
Sentimental favorite on my part, and I'm going to go that way. This is not necessarily based in rationale. I want to see the Indianapolis Colts do it. I think they can do it as well.
All right, and finally, what could be? Oh,
yeah.
You okay? You have a long
game? Oh, yeah, and I'll just say this is a tough game.
Yeah, here we go. Now, this last game, really, it could either be 3-0.
Yep.
Or it really could be like 30-28. It's the Bears and the Panthers.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to go with the Panthers, and that's big. Look, I love Lovie Smith, and I'm happy that he won Coach of the Year because he's done it with a rookie quarterback and all kinds of problems there and got him back on track. He deserved Coach of the Year. Defensively, they're the best in the league in terms of the field points allowed, but Carolina's got a bit more offense to get it done. Steve Smith, Deshaun Foster, they can get any kind of a ground game going there. I think it'd be the Carolina Panthers. And they've had a history of success on the road back in 2003 when they won two games on the road to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, well, there you go. You got it from JB. So listen, tonight it's the night before the big broadcast. You guys get huge audiences every week, but especially during the playoffs. What will you do tonight to chill out, JB?
I was hoping that I might be able to hang out. I've got some car buddies out here to maybe go see Jay Leno's car collection, but instead we've got a production dinner tonight to kind of get ready to make certain that guys don't miss the curfew. I guess that's the only reason they could have planned this production dinner tonight. So I've got to be in a work frame of mind.
Do you Fox guys have a curfew?
No, please. Are you kidding me?
I had to tell Jerry Bradshaw you had to come in early.
Are you kidding me? The good thing about this group, and again, I work with three guys who are all Super Bowl winners. They understand, and we understand collectively, what it takes to make certain we're doing the right thing. These guys are up to the challenge. They recognize this is the time of the year when you really suck it up and deliver big, and that's been a real nice attitude to rely on with these three.
Well, we'll be like the rest of the country. We'll be watching you, JB.
All right, JB. Have a great broadcast.
Always, I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and indeed, I look forward to it again.
Thank you, JB.
Hey, love you guys. Have
love
a good
too.
Weekend, too.
You too. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he is, one of a kind.
Yeah. I couldn't believe after that, and he went to another Indeed. I love that. What a guy. He's great.
At Jillian Barbary.
Well, you know, he injected Terry Bradshaw into it, and I was just, you know.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're a big fan of Terry's.
That's right.
But not that big a fan. You wouldn't want him in the room.
You know how to quit him?
Yeah. Could you imagine that, Jillian Barbary? Something tells me... I don't know, man. I mean, she's attractive and all.
I think she'd be perfect.
I don't know.
I think she's Bonnie Bernstein on steroids.
I think she would talk too much.
I don't think she would.
I think she would probably.
I think she'd, I think she'd want some quiet time after she.
I don't mean like dirty talk.
Right. No, I know what you mean.
No, she does what you
she
do.
She seems to
she
be.
Does exactly what you do. She's got the high energy thing. She chats all the time. That's why she's got the voice like this.
But I bet you know what? Based on that voice, I bet she snores. I bet she snores. I bet she snores like John Madden snores.
I wonder if Terry Bradshaw's teeth come out.
I bet he's got a partial.
Do you think his teeth come out?
He's probably got that partial for the ones in the middle. Probably.
I mean, after all, if I'm going to be in bed with both of them.
Who wants eggs? You want eggs?
Not funny.
Not sexy.
Not funny.
Not funny.
All right, bring in Jimmy Pimples for a second, would you please?
Sure.
Or Kevin, right, Kevin Pimples. Mm-hmm. There's this guy who's working here at the station now.
Yes.
Oh, and our thanks to JB from Fox NFL Sunday. Everybody knows that the world's best pregame show starts tomorrow at 3:30 East Coast, 12:30 West Coast on Fox.
Very good.
Fox NFL Sunday special Saturday.
Interesting edition. Picks he had. I didn't agree with all of his picks. So very interesting.
So there's a guy who's like one of the many drones around here.
New intern of the
station. That runs part of the syndicated programming, that runs errands.
He's a very energetic young lad.
Yeah.
Big fan of this show.
Huge fan.
Like to see that for a change.
He'll like to see the enthusiasm. He's a nice kid to be around.
Hard working.
Came in the other day, walked in the studio, and he's got all of his papers laying around everywhere, right? And I was like, I thought again, like the time that we had like a 16-year-old answering the telephone at the front desk.
Yes.
I just thought they had some kids sitting in here watching the board. Mm-hmm. And he stood up and he said, "Mr. Don, nice to meet you. A great, great bit yesterday." And was just shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
and
he's got very, quite a handshake.
Very approachable.
You can call him on his cell.
He's already departed?
He split?
I think he went to the drugstore.
We were going to have him on the
show. He must have a pretty big Stridex to get out of here.
Exactly. Say hello. Clear us up.
He's listening right now, I'm sure.
Well, gosh, we wanted to...
I mean, it sounds like he listens to every show.
We wanted to, yeah. to give this...
But he missed when we were talking about it.
While your party is reached.
Now, how do I get this feature?
This is his voicemail, I guess.
No, it's a feature, though. It said, listen to this music while your party is reached. So you get this instead of a ring?
Make sure when you get him on the phone, you ask about the nicknames he wants to give you guys.
He wants to give us nicknames?
Yes.
And incidentally, this is just what I would get on my phone as well.
Your song?
You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi.
What the hell's going on?
Hey, what's going on? You reached Kevin's cell phone. I'm currently available at the moment. Yeah, that's right. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Have a great and wonderful day.
See, enthusiastic. I like Kevin.
Phone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax.
He's the Pendulette board op.
That's exactly what he's, that's his title.
Press yeah. 5.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Jimmy Pimples.
Kevin, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, dude, we wanted to introduce you to our audience.
We were infatuated with your enthusiasm.
Enthusiasms.
And we were wondering about your skin and wondering about your love of Bon Jovi.
And everything about you. We'd, so maybe, we'd like to kind of put the spotlight on you, and that's why we're trying to hunt you down.
Now, we get Monday off because it's Martin Luther King Mattress Day.
That's right.
But I believe on Tuesday we'd love to get you. So don't leave right at 3 o'clock. Hang around, son.
Yeah, we know you love the show, and we'd like to put you on the show.
Stick around, right. Be a star.
Okay. And good luck. Good luck all weekend. Pop as many as you can.
And buy a comb.
Very good. Fine, thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
We truly appreciate it.
Bye, friend.
Bye. There you go. Well, there goes Jimmy Pimples.
That's good. Jimmy Pimples will be on the show Tuesday.
Kevin is his name.
That's right. Man, he must have flown out of here.
I guess so.
God, do you think people, after they're done with their shows, could just linger a little bit?
Take a lesson.
So irresponsible.
I want to hear that thing again. What was that thing that said, please hold?
Maybe there'll be another song this time.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check.
All right, hold on.
He's 21.
21.
But he looks about 15.
He does. And he's happy.
Constantly.
Which is a nice change around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, positive. Yeah,
that spirit will be.
Enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Same thing.
You saying the spirit will be broken after a while?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's already starting to happen with young Jessica. Have you noticed that?
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah.
I think so.
She's they're wearing her out. That's obvious.
Sure.
She comes, you know, she used to come in like, hi, how are you? Hi. Now it's already... And she's not mean or anything, but she's nice to us, but no. You can tell the enthusiasm is not there.
The bloom is off the rose.
Yeah.
Worn her down.
Oh, hold on a second. What's her number? 2890? Oh, wow. Well, get a busy signal on that.
That's not right.
All right, now we'll try Jessica Rabbit, another one of the ladies that works here at the station.
See how she's doing.
Hello?
Hello?
Nope, I missed out. Who is this?
This is Eric.
Oh, it's the guy in the dump room.
I'm the dump room guy.
He looks like Cannon.
Oh, hi, Eric.
How's it going?
Okay. Hey, do you know what Jessica Rabbit's phone number is?
Let's see.
Take your time.
Yeah, 2890 is what I have.
2890?
2890, I believe.
What's your number?
I'm not sure. Let's see.
Number one.
2889.
Okay, I must have misdialed.
Alrighty.
Alright, bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty.
Alrighty then.
I'm told Jessica has made a Starbucks run.
Ah.
Oh.
Funny she and Kevin are gone at the same time.
Hey, coincidence?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd like to point out that Eric has a beautiful peaches and cream complexion.
All right, so
just faultless.
All right, I've already called Kevin's phone back one time to hear it.
Right.
I want to hear this one more time, too.
We're calling Billy Pimples?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Pimples?
The name was
Jimmy Pimples. His real name is Kevin.
Real name Kevin.
Jimmy Pimples, though. Because it was great, because it was stand by while we reach your party.
Right. While the party you've called is reached.
The rocker you're trying to reach.
I know someone will call us and tell us what that service is.
Yeah, please.
I like that. Hello, Rip.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Don't start with me.
Hey, Rip, how are you? We wanted to call and say happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, you're on the air.
I guess the gift didn't arrive. The diamond cufflinks were completely ignored.
We just wanted to tell you happy birthday. We left
I
you a message.
I got gifts from everybody but Don and Mike. I don't understand it.
Yeah, we're sending gifts for your 39th birthday. We are very excited about it.
Is it ticking? Is it a gift that's ticking?
Of course not. We love you, Rip.
Yeah, so's your face. Well, I gave President Bush for Christmas.
What'd you give President Bush for Christmas?
A word a day dictionary. Yep, a word a day.
All right, well, Rippy Dippy, go back to sleep. We didn't mean to wake you up.
I went to Billy Crystal's opening last night. It was just at the station, one of the red carpet A parties. You know what I mean?
Of course. You're a major star, so, Rip.
Well, not that, but I'm still working. They haven't caught on yet.
How are you going to be celebrating your birthday today, Rip?
Well, I'm going to drink to your health and completely ruin mine. Having vodka and prune juice, calling it a pile driver. But listen, keep in touch.
Oh, he's on, ladies and gentlemen. We caught him at a good moment.
Oh, you're always in a good moment.
Yes, you are.
When the cufflinks arrive, I'll have to get jeweler's eye to see if they're diamonds. You understand?
God bless you, Rip.
Don't forget to call me again. I may have some dirt.
All right, now, Rip, hold on. Well, never mind. We have your address, but we do have a gift for you. We have the Ryobi 18-volt Super Combo Kit, an affordable and innovative toolkit from a brand you can trust. Ryobi, available now at Home Depot.
That's all we had in the prize closet?
That's power tool.
Rip, you must be thrilled with that gift.
No, that'll be fine, because if it's a screwdriver, I can always use it and think of you, too.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Rip. Happy birthday.
You as Brookback Mountain. Now, listen. listen to me.
Yes, all right, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, have you got a hat? I want to wear my hair. I can wear your call letters around.
Oh, yes, we'll send you a hat.
Well, why are you so surprised? Be creative, for God's sake.
We'll send you a free FM hat.
Yes. No, Mike would have thought of it. Oh, you have a portable radio or a Sirius radio or a 2X T-shirt, I'll wear that.
Watch it with the S word.
What, a T-shirt?
Serious.
No, you said S-H-I.
Howard's name never came up.
No. You can say serious all you want. I don't think you realize you dropped the S-bomb.
Yes,
there.
The S-bomb.
But let me tell you something, pal. I have a show on that called Rapping with Rip on the way to Broadway.
Rapping with Rip on the way to Broadway?
Broadway show.
Channel 28. Like thank it. You.
Well, okay. There's a plug for you. And but
brought it up, Harry. Leave me alone.
But that stock continues to climb.
Will you be doing anything exciting on your birthday tonight, Rip?
I'm really gonna go to have dinner with some friends and then cut my wrist. But that'll be all.
you look wonderful, even though this is radio.
Now look at the website. See where I was in New York. I'm still working on my one man play called It Ain't All Confetti.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What town are you in again?
Washington D.C., the nation's capital.
Close. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Rip.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I really didn't expect he'd pick up. See, I thought you would think that I was calling Jimmy Pimples and we would get his answering machine again.
And there was Rip Taylor.
I got no Christmas card from him this year.
Celebrating his 72nd birthday today.
Wow.
Last year's Christmas card was him doing the hula.
And I like, you know, hey, we got a couple of lines from over.
Hello. It's Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Guys, how you doing? Good Friday.
Oh, Buzz has just gone to riptaylor.com.
Yes.
It's a handsome picture of a handsome man.
My face says enter.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Hello?
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, I was just letting you know that that's called Verizon Ringback Tones. Instead of hearing the ring, you just hear music you pick.
Verizon.
Oh. Also, another thing.
The thing is, I imagine that it would really piss people off after a while if, like, Well, first off, it's a moot point because who doesn't love everything Bon Jovi's ever done?
Absolutely.
But let's say that you got a band that wasn't as beloved as Bon Jovi.
I like them before they perform at Six Flags.
For me to poop on. Let's say it was the Squirrel Nut Zippers or whatever that you're crazy for.
Right.
And how much would you drive your friends
crazy? Oh,
look
who's come in. It's Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica Rabbit.
Hi, guys.
Is that a latte? Did you get a latte?
No, I got a vanilla almond frappuccino.
A vanilla almond frappuccino.
Have they broken your spirit yet here?
No, I've had a rough couple of weeks.
Really? See, that's how it starts. It starts with a rough couple of weeks, and then it's like a rough month, and then it's just rough all the time.
Nobody's going to break my spirit.
Good.
Wow, that's wonderful. You.
Okay.
Hang in there.
We had heard some reports that you had had a rough couple of weeks around here.
Who gave you these reports?
No,
Rob did. Rob actually spied on you. And then I saw you come in the other day, and it looked like you looked put upon.
See, like Rob just handed me a note to ask you if you went surfing this weekend.
No, this weekend I'm going.
You're going surfing. Now, on the internet, or are you actually going in the water?
In the water.
Where are you going surfing?
Virginia Beach.
It's going to be winter time.
It's cold.
What are you doing?
Suit.
You go. Do people do that in the? Really?
Yeah.
It's frigid. Are you a surfer? Have you surfed before?
Only for a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
A tight wetsuit, right? A wetsuit. I say websuit.
Spider-Man.
Well, using the internet, the web, surfing, all kind of runs together. But you're fine. Your spirits are still high.
Yep.
They haven't completely beaten you down?
Is it a one-piece wetsuit or a two-piece?
One.
No, they only come in one. Do you wear a helmet?
No.
I worry about you. I don't want you doing that thing, you know, you hear about someone, you know, they do them, boom, and then boom, they're out.
Dennis Wilson.
Well, that was a terrible act.
Tragically, Dennis Wilson. All right, so the good news is that Jessica Rabbit, your spirit has not been broken yet.
Nope.
And have you met the new employee, Jimmy Pimples? Kevin is his name?
He's actually from where I grew up.
Really? He is?
In the same area.
Uh-huh. That's kidding me. He's from Pimpleton?
Pimpleton, Wisconsin.
You're kidding me. he's from...
And we kid him because we like him. We wouldn't kid him if we didn't like him.
He's from Zit City?
No, you can't improve on Pimpleton.
You really can't.
Yeah,
Pimpleton is flawless.
He's from Blemish, Virginia? No, you're right. No, Pimpleton's down.
He's from 1111 Whitehead Lane, Pimpleton, Wisconsin.
We were just trying to call him. We can't get a hold of him. We'd like to introduce him to our audience the same way that we've introduced you to our audience.
I'll go find him for you.
Yeah. Oh. 1111 Whitehead Lane, Pimpleton, Wisconsin, in the middle of Puss County.
Oh, God.
All right, Jessica Rabbit, have a good Friday. And glad you're doing okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
There she goes. Jessica Rabbit, everybody.
She seemed happy today, but she had her mocha almond latte crap.
Yeah, no, she's getting her spirit broken.
Yeah, she's on the way. When they have the two bad weeks, that's the start.
That's all I know. As I come back from vacation, ask Rob what's going on. I get all of the info from Rob.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes, hello. Oh, yeah, the guy about the ringtones.
Yeah, it's from Verizon. I think they're the only ones that have it right now.
All
right.
They're headquartered in Pimpleton, aren't they?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, dude.
I was the one who called and let you know that Mark Griffin signed with our Super Rochester Raiders.
Oh, thanks for the tip.
No problem. And also, you know, you guys need a place to stay. My basement's freaking huge. So.
Oh, fantastic.
That's when we come to Rochester.
See you tonight.
Right.
You know, correct. Since they have so much in common, maybe she could be Kevin Squeeze.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
How did that ad used to go for Oxy 5? It was,
Which would you rather have, a few less cents or a few more zits? They could watch cartoons on the weekend together. Watch Roadrunner cartoons, you know, when the Roadrunner would always get all those new products from Acme.
Yeah. Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Okay. Let's just stop this. Let's end this. Let's really, seriously, let's all go get in my car now. And pull a Robert Young. Let's just end this.
The show will be ending a little early today.
When we come back. Oh, God, I'd love to get into this thing about Michael Hughes, the general manager, and his love of warm wine.
Yes.
However, we do have a very exciting in-studio guest, Robert Mailman.
Robert Mailman, right. Who is has an awful lot going on today, a lot of different levels.
Now, not only do we believe he has secured the Xbox 360 for Mike, he has also brought in food. He's quite the
delicious.
Accomplished chef. Yeah. Oh, now, Buzz, you like the food.
I did, very much.
Because Mike didn't and Rob didn't.
I
That was great. John Norman did also, though.
All right, so it's 50-50 on his food today.
Mm-hmm.
But the real reason that he's come in is that he's going to be telling us about how he got busted at a high-stakes poker game. Or maybe busted, not the right word.
I think something, maybe they were raided or something like that.
That's all I know.
Who knows?
He was in a high-stakes poker game. And, well, he's got the story that he'll tell us about in just a moment.
And for some strange reason, he's wearing formal wear today.
He has on an actual tuxedo today.
Looks good.
Gold vest.
Yeah, with a gold
vest and a gold tie. And, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers hat.
Yes, very, very exciting. It's, you know, it's always something when he's here.
So we've got Bobby Mailman coming up when we come back from the break. And well, we never got a hold of Kevin Pimples. And I didn't even tell you about Rob's solution to a flat tire. I have to tell you about that on some future show.
Really?
I got time to tell you real
fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, whenever you mention Rob and solution,
yeah,
I get nervous, queasy.
It's not the finals.
Okay.
So,
a temporary solution.
Rob's on his way to work. Okay, here's the setup. Rob gets out of his house, leaves his house, and goes to his car and sees that he has a flat tire.
The Caprice, the front right tire, is now, down to the rim flat.
Okay.
No.
Here's how the mind of Bob Spiewak works. Little Bobby Spiewak.
There he is.
Now, you could change the tire.
Right.
Have a full-size spare.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey. What you do is get out your air compressor, and you fill it up with enough air so that you'll be able to drive to a gas station.
Right.
And then when you drive to the gas station, you get out again, and you fill it up again. Then when you get, another 5 or 6 minutes down the road, you stop at another gas station. And as you continue to go to work.
Two gas stations got me to Merchants.
You stop at two separate gas stations.
Uh-huh.
You fill the thing up with air. Then you make it somehow to Merchants Tire.
Now, you see, there was science involved. There's not just, guessing here. I filled it and then timed it to see how long it would take to go down.
Wow.
And I realized I
had... So you had a fast leak, though. It wasn't a slow leak.
It was 12 minutes.
Wow.
From full to flat. So I knew the gas stations I could hit, and I stayed off the highway, because you don't want to tax that tire.
Oh, nice to see safety first, Rob.
Well, I was able to get a new stem on it. And got it all fixed for under $20.
It's wow.
That's the most important thing right there.
No, really, the most important thing to him was that he was so thrilled when he asked me to give him a ride to the tire place last night to pick his car up.
Mm-hmm.
The thing he was most thrilled about is that when he left his house, he was pissed because he had a flat tire, yet he did not have to dirty his hands. He did not have to change
and
the tire.
And it's hard to get the tire back just right in
Trunk. You have a compressor at your house?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, so that's how you had the initial fill of air.
And then the timing. As you wait. And when I got to Merchants, he said, which is flat? I said, the one that's whistling.
Mine like a steel trap.
It really, when you got out, you could hear.
And he was so thrilled. You should have heard him. He was saying to me, I timed it perfectly, because getting in there and getting the spare out is such a hassle. I didn't want to do the jack.
So that's the real thing, not dirtying the hands.
That's right.
Yes. That's a good thing.
Look at these.
These surgeons.
They're already dirty.
These pianists, dove-like hands.
I call it a major victory, Don. A major victory over science.
Those beautiful Will and Grace hands.
Rob Spiewak's temporary solution.
Oh, and God, please.
Those hands aren't designed to change tires. They're designed to arrange flowers.
Stop me now from going on and on about the excitement of yet another live Will and Grace.
Oh.
Where anything can happen.
Yeah, Matt Lauer.
One of them touched his buttock last night.
So exciting.
One of them. I mean, that's why I watched the live Will and Grace.
How is that show still on the air? It's on the air because of chicks.
Last season.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be the last season.
I would think.
You know, the one that I think that I probably find the most attractive on the show is the chick that does the voice that,
Megan Mullally or whatever. I wouldn't kick Deborah Messing out of bed.
Mm.
No.
Highly overrated, I think.
So
I think
she's got Rob's tire, though. There's a little flat there, I believe.
She needs a new step.
Camera likes her, though. Mm.
Yeah, but you know what? She's one of those that I've seen real pretty pictures of her.
Right.
And then you see her, on a talk show. And
not as much.
She ain't all that.
You're probably right. And Megan Mullally certainly has some assets. It's Mullally.
Mullally.
I guess so. And boy, who did I see on the Regis show the other day? Oh, that piece of ass from CSI, Emily Proctor.
Oh yeah. How did she look outside of that show?
Oh,
better.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. And I got the feeling when they were interviewing her that she's just as dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, really? Would you let her test your bullets?
Yeah. Yes. You bet I would.
It's a good thing.
You bet I would. And then they showed some ridiculous clip. I guess she's going to be in Big Mama's House, too.
Hey!
That's exciting.
She was talking about how thrilling it was to work with Martin. And before they mentioned the movie that she was going to be in, she was sitting there talking to Regis and Kelly, and I'm just looking at her and thinking, God damn, that's a pretty woman. And she's got the whole Southern accent going, and she's... But she... you know what I mean? As they ask a question, she responds just one beat later because she's just a little slow, and she kept talking about what it was like to work with Martin, and I was thinking, why would Martin Scorsese put her in a movie? And then Regis says, let's go to the clip of you in Big Mama's House, too.
He of the Lawrence Martins.
That's right, and then...
Big Mama House, too. That, you know, there's certain movies that just scream to have a sequel made.
And listen, I didn't see the first one. I'm a fan of Martin Lawrence, I guess, like everybody is. I kind of, he's okay. But it seems to me that in this one, he's not really committing to the role.
Yeah.
This time, at least in the clip that I saw with this chick, Emily Proctor, it looked like Martin Lawrence wearing a wig. I mean, he didn't look as convincing as he did the first time when he really went all the way.
Really thought you were looking at an aged black woman.
Big Mama.
I thought they threw him in the loony bin.
Well, they did for a while.
He was like, better now?
Wasn't he running out on the street brandishing a weapon or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
and that's never
naked
good.
Or something. Well, I think he was 100% naked.
No, I think it was the opposite. I think it was a 100-degree day, and he was out allegedly jogging or exercising, and he had on like Under Armour and all of these things that make your body hotter, and he totally dehydrated.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think, although later you might be right, he might have also had an episode of running around naked.
I think so. I
you
think
need
he
find something in the middle.
Martin Lawrence has wigged out. We've had news stories about him kind of going nuts.
Yeah, but thank goodness there's something for me to look forward to now.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mama's House too.
With Emily Proctor. I like Martin Lawrence. I like his father too, Steve.
His mom, though. Boy, he had problems with Edie.
Everybody has problems with Edie Gourmet. Edie Gourmet Lawrence.
Stephen Edie.
Still performing in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous.
You still see him on marquees out there. Of course, you see the amazing Jonathan out there, too.
Yeah. For the last time, what is so freaking amazing about him?
His look on the billboard where he does that thing with his eye.
Last trivia question. Who's got the best 10 o'clock show in Las Vegas, according to all of the bus boards?
I know.
Rob, you do know. I don't know.
I know you do know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Come on, Mike. Come on.
Best 10 o'clock show.
You can name it.
It's celebrity, right?
Yeah.
A celebrity.
A plus.
I have no idea. I'm out. I don't know.
I've forgotten.
George Wallace.
The best 10 o'clock show.
He's at the Flamingo.
That's what it says.
Fantastic.
If you go to Vegas, every cab, on every bus, the best 10 o'clock show in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And God damn it, they're right.
George Wallace.
But all the cab drivers will send you to Danny Gann's.
I would no more go to that show. Not even, you can't even go to the Danny Gann show for like comedic value. Like you can go see Newton.
Yes, you can. I bet we could.
You think we could go and have fun at Danny Gann's?
I bet we could.
Rob was terribly disappointed when Rob and I were in Vegas, went to see George Wallace. He thought it would be the George Wallace that he wanted to vote for president.
Yeah.
You know, I said,
regretfully, he's passed.
Yeah, when they do dig him up and wheel him out.
Rob thought it was still the show that was being done by wheelchair.
Thought he'd tell some of his great jokes.
We'll be back, and we'll find out about Robert, the mailman, and his high-stakes poker game. And our thanks to JB from Fox NFL Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.